You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. I'm thrilled to welcome my friend Lily Brooks O'Brien to the show today. I'm also so excited to go on the show with Juliana Filipek, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. It's a new year, and we have some amazing shows planned. Who would have thought that since last January, the world would have changed so much? From murder hornets to Australian bushfires to Broadway shutting down and, of course, COVID. But there is a vaccine being distributed, and what appears to be some light at the end of the tunnel. We did have some positive things, though. Our industry got creative, from online concerts to virtual plays and musicals. We even premiered my musical, The Perfect Fit, at a drive-in, socially distant outdoor concert, and then we did a live-streamed concert off-Broadway from New World Stages. In a way, our world may have been changed forever. What I think I'm most excited about, though, is that we have a chance to make theater more accessible than ever to audiences around the world. Imagine logging in from Texas to watch a performance of Hadestown live with a Broadway audience in New York. Maybe I'll be right, or maybe it's just a crazy thought. Speaking of, here's You May Be Right by Billy Joel.
Friday night, I crashed your party. Saturday, I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again. I was only having fun, wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed the weekend for a change. I was stranded in the combat zone. I walked through Bedford Stuy alone, even rode my motorcycle in the rain. That I'm insane. You may be right, I may be crazy. Oh, but it just might be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the light, don't try to save me. You may be wrong for all I know, but you may be right. Until you smiled, you were lonely for a man. I said, take me as I am, 'cause you might enjoy some madness for a while. Now think of all the years you've tried to find someone to satisfy you. I might be as crazy as you say. If I'm crazy, then it's true that it's all because of you, and you wouldn't want me for any other way. You may be right, I may be crazy. Oh, but it just might be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to fight, it's too late to save me.
right. One thing that I know I'm right about is how amazing my first guest is. Not only has she toured the US as Matilda in the Broadway National Tour of Matilda, but she's one of the stars on Netflix's The Big Show Show. She's an incredible actor, singer, dancer, musician, and philanthropist, and I'm so happy to welcome Lily Brooks O'Brien back to The Early Night Show. Hi, Lily Brooks!
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show.
Yes, it has been so long, and I'm so happy to be back.
I just realized I saw you last in person over winter break almost exactly a year ago. I can't believe it's been, like, that long since we saw the tree and did a duet in person.
That is insane to me. The last time we saw each other, it was 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about that.
Time passes so quickly.
I can't. It's so crazy. I miss you so much, Josh, and I wish that I could be there in New York in person. I just miss you so much.
I miss you too. Hopefully that we can, like, all get together in person, like all of our friends here.
Definitely.
In New York as soon as things are safe. But
yes,
I'm so thankful for technology and that it allows us to still connect and see each other and really collaborate.
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to think about doing something like this if COVID wasn't happening. And I'm so happy that we're able to connect virtually all around the world and talk to friends that are across the country. And I just think that it's so amazing that we're able to do that in this time. And it's also really helpful to be able to talk to your friends, you know, because obviously you can't go see them in person. And it's still very, very important to keep in touch. And I think that that's an amazing thing.
Yeah, and speaking of working together, it was such a wonderful experience to be able to participate in the St. Jude Team Young Hollywood and Broadway Walk Run that you led. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so I hosted a Team Young Hollywood and Broadway for St. Jude's Walk/Run a couple months ago. It was an incredible experience. I asked a bunch of different kids from Young Hollywood and Broadway to participate in the Walk/Run, which is where they went live on Instagram and tried to raise as much money for St. Jude as possible, which is a foundation that I am in full support of, and it means a lot to me that so many people donated. St. Jude is just an incredible organization. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, they basically are a children's research hospital that helps kids who have cancer, and they do so much research for kids around the world, and they share it with everyone. Some of my favorite things about St. Jude is that every kid and family who comes to St. Jude, they do not have to pay for a single thing. They don't have to pay for travel, for their treatment, for housing, for food. Everything is covered by St. Jude, so that everything that the family and the patient has to worry about is to make sure that they get better. And the family, all they have to worry about is making sure that they're there for their child and that they make sure that their child is always feeling comfortable and safe and happy. And I just think that that's such an amazing thing. And yeah.
How can listeners and viewers get involved and help St. Jude?
The most important thing is donations. Since none of the families pay for their treatment or housing or anything like that, a lot of their main funding comes from donations and from people raising money for them. So if you guys are able to donate it, anything helps, $5, $10, anything helps, I promise you guys. So you guys can donate at stjude.com and you guys can donate however much you like. It would be greatly appreciated. And yeah, I mean, anything helps, I promise.
In addition to you volunteering over winter break, I was so excited to watch the Big Show Show's Christmas episode on Netflix.
Yes,
did you have a favorite,
I was so
like,
excited.
Part of the episode, or did you have like a favorite part filming it?
Yeah, so there was this big sequence in which the sisters in the Big Show Show, me, Raylan, and Juliet, aka Mandy, Lola, and JJ, went through the house and basically looked for their gifts. And there was a whole scavenger hunt set up, and it was a whole thing. So we had a bunch of different small sequences that we were filming. And the sequence that I was the most scared to do, so like all of them were super simple, except there was this one scene where Mandy, so like JJ had a candy cane and she like made it really sharp, and then she handed it over to me and I had to pop a balloon to get the clue. And just so you guys know, I am terrified of balloons and popping them and the sound that it makes, it freaks me out. So I had to like get over my fear, and like I popped the balloon, and I was like, the entire time I was so scared, but I did it. and it turned out great, so that's good.
That's really good. Yeah. Now, I loved it, and I'm definitely going to watch it again. What about singing a song with me?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. What song would you like to sing, and why did you select that song?
I am going to be singing Halo by Beyoncé. I chose this song, you all know Beyoncé is incredible, and all of her songs are just amazing. And this one really spoke to me. I just think that it's an incredible song, and it is always stuck in my head. And, you know, I'm super excited to be singing it with you.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing it. Here we go! Brooks, if you haven't seen the most recent episode of The Big Show on Netflix, make sure to check it out. For my next guest, I'm so excited to go
on with the show.
Juliana Filipek was most recently seen in the Kids of the Art virtual production of Annie, but is, like many of us, had several shows canceled at the onset of the shutdown due to COVID. She was set to perform in one of the first performances of Moana Jr. and many other shows. Thankfully, she's continued to perform in many online concerts. I'm so happy to welcome Juliana Filipek. Hi, Juliana.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for being on the show. Congratulations on such a wonderful run in the Kids of the Arts virtual production of Annie. How long did it take to film all of your scenes?
So the audio we had to film separately from the video. So we would like learn the audio in rehearsal, and then we would have like 3 days to record it. And then the videos, we had one day, basically like 2 hours to record it. So we went in a breakout room with like our cast and we recorded it, and we had to have it all submitted by like that night, which was, it was really fun though. It was a really cool experience and I had a lot of fun with that show.
Oh, I watched your cast and you were amazing. What was your favorite part of the experience?
My favorite part was definitely meeting people from all around the world. We had people from other countries, I think 6 other countries, and there were so many people from different like time zones, different states, and it was really cool to see everybody and meet everybody, and I just thought it was really
That's really, really cool. And like the way it was edited, it was just really cool.
It was so cool. It was really good. It was such a fun experience to be a part of.
How else have you remained connected to the arts during this extended theater intermission?
Well, I have done 6 virtual musicals, which is really cool to say that I've been a part of. That's something that you don't hear from a lot of people. And I've also done singing, acting, and dancing lessons virtually, and I joined show choir, so I've been doing a lot of theater stuff virtually, but it's still really cool, and I've learned a lot through this experience, so.
When theaters and Broadway reopened, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Well, I was supposed to go to New York in April, and I was hoping to see Six and Beetlejuice and Dear Evan Hansen. So I'm really hoping I can see at least one of those because I've heard they are really good from a bunch of people have said they are really good. So I'm really hoping to see all 3 of those when it opens again.
Yeah, I've only seen a couple of them. I still haven't seen 6 yet, but I've been wanting to see 6 so bad.
Yeah, it seems really good. And I've been listening to the music and I really love the music. It's really fun and upbeat. So I really want to see it live.
Do you have any dream parts, whether now or in the future?
Yeah, I would love to play Belle in Beauty and the Beast. I really love her character, and she's so pretty and she's so sweet, and I feel like that would be such a fun role to play. And I would also love to play Eponine from Les Mis. I love her songs, and I feel like that would be also a really fun character to play in a show.
What about singing a song with me today?
Yeah, I would love to.
Oh, yay! What song would you like to sing, and why did you select it?
So I am going to be singing Once More I Can See from Wonderland, and I chose a song for a couple different reasons. I really loved, when I first listened to it, I really loved the girl on the cast recording. She sounded so beautiful, and I thought that would be really, it would be a really pretty song to sing, and I feel like I was gonna like try to sound like her because she sounded so beautiful. And I also chose it because it seems like a very like hopeful song. And especially right now, I feel like one thing people need is hope and hoping things are going to go back to normal. So I chose it because it gave me that vibe. And I feel like that would be a great like message to tell people because I don't know, I feel like it would just make them feel better.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, especially during this time, we really need hope. And for you to sing a song, it just promotes an amazing message to really never give up hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I am so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
All right.
Long ago and so far away, there were dreams that I recall, full of unicorns who love to play behind my garden wall, and the clouds would look like dragons' tails as they moved across the sky, and a tree could be the Prince of Wales, and little girls could fly.
Wonderful, Juliana. I can't wait to see what you do next. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos or episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Lily Brooks O'Brien and Juliana Filipek. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @JoshuaTurchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.